initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections Friday Night Special. We are so excited because we have some very important VIP guests calling in. Another talk show from Las Vegas, and we're going to talk about some film festivals coming up. In the meantime, I want to go to Hacking Hollywood. We are giving a reporter's award, and we are looking for our reporters that are out there, any young reporter that would like to enter. And this is an event that we'll be announcing the winners at the end of the award show. We'll be there interviewing. We're so excited. And I know my producer, engineer in the back has got it. And we'll be right back. Listen to what's coming up here in Clearwater. You do not want to miss this event.
Are you a filmmaker, producer, writer, director, or financier? Have you ever wanted to get money for or pitch your scripted or unscripted TV and film projects to working industry professionals? Now is your chance to make your dreams come true. The Jalbert Brothers are holding a two-day event on the number one beach in America in Clearwater, Florida. At the Hacking Hollywood Pitch Fest, you will learn how to package, pitch, finance, and distribute your movie or TV projects.
You're going to learn from all the workshops, panels. You're going to meet great people. You're going to have amazing time. The networking, the events we're going to have, the parties. It's going to be, I feel, a chance of a lifetime.
By combining Hollywood executives and social media influencers, you will get every aspect you need to succeed in the film and TV business. Make Hollywood connections that will last a lifetime. Get one-on-one time to pitch your project to working industry professionals. Hacking Hollywood Pitch Fest will include a lot of fun, great networking parties and events, workshops, panels, and so much more. You will be able to meet, shake hands, and make deals with working professionals. Are you going to show up and change your life now, or regret never taking that chance?
There's going to be opportunity everywhere, so when you get here, seize it.
Visit JalbertBrothers.com for more information. Get tickets at Eventbrite now before they sell out. There are limited seats available.
So if you have a show, you have a script, you have something you want to pitch, this is it. In Clearwater Beach, the Jobber Brothers, you know, they've got Haunted Tours on Amazon Prime. And this is so exciting. So for those of you driving, you can always listen to this show on TAM Talk Radio Network on YouTube. So that's really fun. Also, a shout out. Your kids are home for the holidays. You're wondering what to do with the children. And I love this. I love to figure skate. And I know you probably used to as a child and said, I want to do the fun things I used to do. It's they have Celebrate With Us. So they have parties. You can actually go to TampaBayIce.com 13940 Icott Boulevard in Clearwater 727-536-5843. And I'll tell you, maybe you say, you know, it's been a while. There's a Learn to Skate program, a winter session. I love to go from 11 to 1 in the afternoon and you can go skate. It's refreshing. You come back back. You know, I found the Fountain of Youth.
It's great exercise, too.
Hello, yes.
And I need that.
A Fountain of Youth, for sure. And so I just want to shout out to the Clearwater Ice Arena on Icott Boulevard. So make sure you go over there and spend the holidays of, you know, the new year here with your children and make memories at Clearwater Ice Arena. In the meantime, before my guests call in, I want to introduce to my left, you got Sue's mom. Say hi.
Hello, everybody.
Tell them your name.
Joanne Greenberg.
Yes, she is her support system and amazing. And now let me tell you a little bit about Sue. We need a hand clap for this one, Vaughn, as well. So what happened, Sue, because you actually wrote two children's books and you have a horse named Elliot, a real horse.
Real horse named Elliot.
Seven quarter horses. And tell us about the award you just won.
I just won a gold award for the Mom's Choice Award.
Woo!
Pretty exciting. Pretty exciting. That was my second award. First book got the Mom's Choice Award, too, for gold.
That's so cool.
It's pretty, you know, exciting.
Yes, for those of you who are wondering what Elliot's Tales is all about, Sue, take it away and tell them.
My horse's name's Elliot. He's a baby, and I wrote a children's book about him. Has gorgeous illustrations. Lisa Bohart illustrated it. A lot of them are real pictures of Elliot. Some are animated pictures, and everything rhymes. So the kids really have a good time reading about Elliot. One of these little girls, she's 3 years old, her name's Sadie.
Right.
And her grandma just called me and said, Sadie can't read, but she reads every one of your books. She just looks at it and goes, baby Elliot, and flips the page over. So she can't read, but she just loves the book. And then she holds on to her little Elliot plush, and
right,
she flips the pages, and baby Elliot.
Aww.
She's so cute.
You know, also, if you, that your children have horseback riding lessons and they love horses, or you just love horses, this is an opportunity for you to buy these books. Where can they buy them, Sue?
They're on my website, elliotshorsetales.com. It's ELLIOTTS, horse, HORSE. And tails, TAILS.com, like a horse tail.
That's right. So we are doing something with Elliot pretty soon, and we have some big meetings, and we're going to be looking for children. Kind of tell us what we might be looking for and voiceover, what you're kind of looking for.
Probably girls and boys, someone that likes animals, horses, friendly, outgoing children.
Right. And they can come, hopefully, to this station and audition, and we'll have another audition process for them as well.
Right.
Which is really great. So that's really cool. Now, I don't know, Vaughn, if you can also pull up some maybe Young and Restless theme song. I've got some news on that in just a second.
Ooh, exciting.
And give your website, and, you know, can people come in and maybe make an appointment and see Elliot? Or are we doing that now or not?
Sometimes. It's
yes,
a private barn, but we can always make arrangements.
You know, I mean, if you have something that's special, or maybe it's a make-a-wish or something for somebody.
Right, make
that
a
might
wish,
be something special.
Special birthday, or it's my birthday tomorrow.
That's right. I know that. So we're going to go to some Young and Restless for a second.
Exciting.
And we're really excited about this because I don't know if you love soap operas. Is that there? Okay, a little bit louder. This is for Patty and Barbara. And coming up, we're so excited because first, go to Facebook and put in soap this. Okay, S-O-A-P this. And it's going to be actually February 1st, Saturday, 2020. And it's Kathleen Gotti and Vincent Azzari from, you know, General Hospital. And it's a meet and greet. If you like soap opera stars, you don't want to miss this. Also, we're so excited because you can actually call us and we'll give you the information on how to go there, you know, for the ticket leap. But it's all on Soap This Facebook, which will get you right to them. Now, also coming up, you don't want to miss this event either. It's called Sail Away with Soap Opera Stars, April 17th through the 20th. And they're going to have so many soap opera stars. And there's another event. And I heard they sold 23 cabins already, Chrissy.
Awesome.
23 cabins, so, which is pretty cool. And oh, for sure. And that's in April. Now, if you just want to go with us with Hollywood Connections, you know that I'm with Expedia Cruise Ship Centers of South Tampa, and I'll be booking cruises as well if you just want to hang out with us for the, you know, couple days to Nassau, Bahamas. So we're excited about that event coming up as well. So in the meantime, that is Soap This, sponsored by Patty and Barbara. Yes, with Soap This. Remember, go to Soap This on Facebook. And we have a lot of people watching us on Facebook. You see that? Oh my gosh, we want to shout some people out. We're excited. Yes, Maria is watching, and Chrissy is watching, and she's right here. And we have Kenneth Seabrook and all these great people, and we want to have you, thank you for tuning in. And also, we have Harvey, yes, our digital business card. I know he popped on, and I just see digital business card. I got something really cool. Sue, you saw my digital business card.
Yes. People loved it.
It's amazing. I'll tell you, I've been to so many events. Chrissy, you've seen it, and she loves it.
It makes life very easy.
Oh, it makes your life
easier.
So easy. And all you have to do is with your digital business card, you send it to him. If you're interested, all you have to do is text me, not now, after the show, 727-871-7788. And what you do is you get this digital business card. You can send him all the links, and you can actually have a scanner. They actually take your phone. Like, I would go over your phone, and you just scan my business card onto your desktop on your phone. It's truly amazing, and it's a great gift for the new year. And you don't have to buy any more business cards. It's really cool.
It's a very good investment, too, for a business.
Exactly. Very exactly. Good. Now, we also know coming up, I know we have women in film. You want to get connected in film and TV. So we have Bobby Hill Casting is going to be doing something, I think, on the 8th coming up.
That's the first meeting.
Yes, the first meeting.
In Clearwater.
And so if you're interested, go to Bobby Hill Casting, or you can also text me and say casting, and I'll send you that information. So that's exciting. So while we're still waiting, you know, here, I always have backup callers just in case, and you know, they're calling in from other states, and we're just waiting for them to come in and join us. So Vaughn, how was your Christmas?
It was really good. My immediate family came down from where they moved up north to, and all my other family from, you know, scattered around the nation came down, and I have a really nice, like, tight-knit friends group. So
nice.
Really good.
Very cool. And Sue, how was your Christmas?
Everyone took off, went to New Orleans, left me home by myself.
Oh, no. New Orleans?
I was homeless. I had nowhere to go, but one of my friends had me over with her family. It was fun.
Oh, wow.
My mom went to New Orleans to visit my sister and her family, so she had fun.
How was the weather there?
Wonderful.
Was it?
We were lucky.
Did you win any money?
Yes. Did you go to the casino?
No, the rest of them went. I didn't go.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. And I'll tell you, and Chrissy, how was yours? Your Christmas?
Come here. It was actually very wonderful.
Over here. We're live on the air. I'm trying to get her to the mic.
I have a pretty big mouth. It was very wonderful.
Good.
Very
good.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so we had a little get-together with Bobby Hill at the house with Castine, and we made her Christmas, and you brought some amazing steaks over. My family said that was the best Christmas meal ever.
Mm-hmm.
It was. It was like the Flintstones.
Oh.
It really was. Which is great. I know we have so many other people watching us as well. And in the meantime, we're going to go to the Tampa Bay Film Society. That's another fun event. I know we have that commercial. And if you want to get involved, this is what this show is about, to get you connected in show business. And it's really networking, getting you out there, meeting the people.
We have a fundraiser.
And and Ellen is amazing over there. And we went to the wonderful Christmas party. And
been some great parties.
It's been wonderful. We're partying out. We'll be right back with the Tampa Bay Film Society commercial. I'm Dawn Reese, and I'll be right back.
So, you say you want to be an actor, director, producer, screenwriter, film crew, whatever. Now what? How can you make this happen? Easy. It's called networking. After all, sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know that brings you that big break. And one of the best ways to get that break is to, you got it, network. One of the smartest places to start your networking is to come to the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings. Tampa Bay Film Society is an organization that will create opportunities for you to get educated through some great programs and workshops, learn about productions coming up, as well as offer you opportunities to advance your career and meet others already in the industry who will remember you when the time comes. Yes, our bi-monthly general meetings is a great way to network with other industry people. How do you start? Just come to one of our meetings, enjoy it, and sign up as a member. You get discounts on Tampa Bay Film Society workshops and special events just as a starter. And you never know who you'll meet at one of our general meetings when you're out there networking. And best of all, it's fun. So check us out on our website at www.tampabayfilmsociety.com.
Yeah, so that's another one. And then another one is coming up called the Dunedin Film Festival. And we're excited about that as well. That's right in our area. And so many things are happening around the corner. What, Gasparilla Film Festival, the parade, that's all coming up. It's all good. And we're still waiting for our guests to call in. In the meantime, we're just going to chat for a minute and talk about your event coming up. You got something exciting with horses and Harleys?
Horses and Harleys.
Benefit. Right.
Yay.
Come on out, guys.
January 8th, I'm having a benefit at Quaker Steak and Lube Restaurant, 49th Street. We're trying to raise money for All Children's Hospital. So on Valentine's Day, every child is going to have an Elliot's plush and two children's books.
That's amazing. So what is this event about? Tell us about the
We're going to have Soul Circus Cowboy is going to be there. It's 6 o'clock at night to 10 o'clock at night. And we're going to have that band. Food's going to be really good food. I guess they have great food there. And we're going to have a lot of baskets, raffle baskets, and a 50-50. And we're going to have really nice baskets. We're getting a lot of great stuff for baskets.
So if somebody would like to donate something to this cause, where do they call, or they like to bring something over?
I'm also a 4-H leader, so what we're doing is they can write it to Pinellas County 4-H, and they can give it to me, and they can put Elliot's name so they'll know it's going to, you know, for Elliot's plushes and books.
Okay. Well, that's amazing, because who came up with this idea? Is this your event?
My idea.
Really? So how did you get involved with the Harleys?
One of my friends who delivers hay used to have a Harley, and he used to own, like, a motorcycle business. And I was telling him I really want to raise money for children. And I said, what can I do? And he says, I'll help you. So he has Harleys and I have horses. So we put horses and Harleys together. And we talked to Quaker Steak and Lube, and they're going to help us. And we got a band that they're going to help us. And
well, that's what it's all about.
Put it together.
It's getting that, you know, that extra thing to help the children and people that need your help as well. We're excited about that. And also, so we have some amazing things happening coming around the corner. You know, I have Beauty Queen reporters, and we have Taria Rose, our new reporter, that just went to another major event. And we have Sue, her waiting for her beautiful crown. She's going to be crowned here live on the air. She's our new Miss Country USA, and there's a lot of beauty pageants out there that would love to have her judge and sell those books and the horse, and it's amazing.
I'm excited. Dawn has opened a lot of doors for me, so this really helps a lot. So people should come and advertise and help Dawn out and come here. And
yes.
I mean, it's hard to sit here, but I mean, I'm doing it. I'm not a big person that talks in front of people, but Dawn's getting me to open up.
Well, I love horses.
Yeah. I love horses. She goes and visits Elliot. He loves her hair. He tries to pull it out all the time.
Yes, yeah. I have blonde hair, and every time I go, it's or the straw hat is trying to get it, which is so fun. So in the meantime, I'm going to go to a quick song. Let's go to my Hollywood song. Well, I try to call my guest, and I do because they're all from different parts of the United States, and I got to make sure they always say, oh, my gosh, it was Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, yeah.
And it was on the email that I sent over. It was, I think it's Michael Blue. It's like a Hollywood. It's one of my favorite songs. And it's an upbeat song, and this is what this show is all about. If you want to get into casting, you want to be an extra, go to frcasting.com, sign up for free, and take your family, and who knows, you could be in the next movie. They're amazing. Mm. They did Dolphin Tale and so many other features here in Florida. We'll be right back.
Could you be a teenage idol? Could you be a movie star? When I turn on my TV, will you smile and wave at me, telling Oprah who you are? So you want to be a rock star, with blue eyed bunnies in your bed? Well, remember when you're rich that you sold yourself for this. You'll be famous 'cause you're dead. So don't go higher for desire. Put it in your head, baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself. I don't want to take you dancing, oh, when you're dancing with the world. You can flash your caviar in Jamaica. Don't go higher for desire. Put it in your head, baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself. Don't fly higher for your fire. Put it in your head, baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself.
dancing in the car like I am. I love that song. So, you know, this is kind of a little special announcement I want to talk about. You know, you love horses. The Tampa Bay Downs has just opened up.
That's wonderful.
I haven't been there for a while. And Sue's mother, actually, your husband, when he was here, he's in heaven now. And with my dad, they're probably chatting away.
Watching us.
And you had how many racehorses?
He had about five.
Five racehorses.
Yes.
Were there some names you could, know that you remembered?
I don't remember. He also had winners, too.
Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, how many years did he race horses?
About 30.
30 years. So did you travel as well, Sue?
No.
They were
when
right
I was
here.
A little girl, I used to always get the little tickets on the ground and bring them home to my mom to get him in trouble.
Oh.
You know, the tickets. I said, oh, look at how much daddy's gambling. And I was like 5 years old. I did that.
Well, did you bet on your own horses by chance? Or?
Of course.
Oh, you could do that. See, I didn't know that. That's amazing. Yeah. So do you have any horse stories of anything you remember? Do you remember anything, Sue, from your dad that he told you? You know, just something that one of the horses, what they did or...
He used to always say, don't you tell your mother how much money I spent.
Yeah, I remember there was a horse called Pass the Tab, and it was like a long shot. It was in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and it came around, and it just, so many lengths ahead. It was like amazing, so it's I fun. Didn't know if you had
did
any.
Did you bet on it?
I did. I remember winning on that, yes.
That's a good
but
thing.
We should go and do that at the Tampa Bay Downs.
Absolutely.
Well, the little gift shop has some of Elliot's books there, too.
There you go.
So I want to bring some of my second ones that just came out to them, too, so that'd be good, too. So they can have first and second copies.
Yes. So if you remember a story, let me know, because those are really cool.
I will.
I know we have another guest that should be calling in as well. We're going to find out who's on the air with us. This is Hollywood Connections to get you connected in show business, and we're excited to have you join us on social media and Facebook. Thank you, everyone, for watching. And who's on the phone? I have two different guests. I'm trying to put him on the air alive. 106.1 FM, The Heat. And I'm Dawn Reese. And then my actually co-host today is?
Sue Greenberg.
That's right. Our new Miss Country USA coming up. She's definitely country, that's for sure. And we're going to get that country song by John Denver. We're going to play that shortly here in a minute. And you're live on the air. Who's calling?
This is Ben Penrod. How's it going?
Hi, Ben. Yes, we're doing fabulous, and we're so excited you called in to talk about what you're working on, what's happening in Florida and other areas. So tell everybody who you are, of course, and what you've been doing and what's coming up.
Yeah, so again, my name is Ben Penrod. I'm an event promoter, a Comic-Con promoter, I guess, and I run a bunch of different comic book conventions all over the country. I've started Awesome Con in Washington, D.C., and that was a few years ago, and so now I mostly work on a few other smaller, medium-sized shows that I run in Florida, in Maryland, and in Alaska.
Wow, that's exciting.
It is. And who are the guests? What month are you having the Comic-Con here?
So I'm in Lakeland in 3 weeks. I think 3 weeks, and so I've got Jason David Frank, the original green and white Power Ranger. Ooh. I've got Cooper Andrews from Walking Dead. He was also in Shazam. I've got Erin Zek, who is in she's a voice actress from a show called Ruby and Red versus Blue. I've got Austin Tindall, who's another voice actor. He's in like every anime. He's a really big deal with Attack on Titan, Assassination Classroom, Tokyo Ghoul, Dragon Ball Z. He's been in a lot of different things.
Wow, that's exciting. So we've got,
and then I've got a Lakeland local legend, George Lowe, who was the voice of Space Ghost in Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Really? Wow. Yes. Now, how long have you been doing this?
I've been running conventions since 2011. I started, I used to sell cars, and then I quit my job there and started selling comic books in 2008. And eventually that kind of led me to running comic book conventions, which I was much better at doing that than I was at selling comic books. and then, so I've been running these conventions since 2011.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, congratulations, because I'll tell you, I actually had an opportunity to go on the Fantasy. I met a promoter like you a couple years back, and we put a cruise together on Brilliance of the Sea. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. And he brought in The Walking Dead. He brought in Stranger Things. It was so phenomenal. That's something, they're not doing that anymore. Would you ever be interested? Because, you know, I'm a travel agent on the side with Expedia Cruise Ship Centers. And I'd love to take you out for coffee and sit down with you and see maybe if we could try to put a cruise together and do our own Comic-Con cruise.
I would definitely be interested in discussing it. I've looked into it I haven't really looked into it. I haven't taken that next step and really looking at it and kind of making really planning it, but I've kind of looked into it from afar, and the feasibility is always an issue, and it's like some of these stick around for a long time, and then some of them seem to come and go after 1 year.
Right. It was a thoughtless...
It's something where you have to be really careful, yeah.
Right. I mean, I was just on a ship tour the other day on both of them, Norwegian Dawn. The Dawn was on the Norwegian. And also Royal Caribbean Brilliance of the Sea. And I just saw the stages and the rooms that they had. I'm like, wow, film festivals or anything that would be an opportunity for them to go on these cruises like this. It's so cool. And so in the past, what has been your most memorable experience ever working with a celebrity at one of your events?
Oh my gosh, I end up escorting like extremely famous people to the restroom, and it's always hilarious. And like guarding them from curious fans so they can use a restroom in peace.
Right.
That's funny.
That is funny. And then also, you've had Austin Powers, one of the Power Rangers that we got to meet. We had last year, I remember we had Butch Patrick. He was Eddie Munster. Yes, and
I love that show.
I know. And Johnny Martino, he was from The Godfather. He lives in this area. He should be there too.
I didn't know about that.
Yes, he's a friend of mine. We have to see if he can get over there. Maybe we can get him in there, because he was Paulette Gatto on The Godfather, and he does a lot of those different conventions as well in Ormond Beach.
Yeah, that's awesome, yeah.
Another question. So if somebody wants a vendor's table or something, maybe they don't have a comic book to sell, like Sue next to me has children's books, and they're called Elliot's Tales, and she is an author. Are you also taking authors for tables as well?
Yeah, so we've got exhibitor booths that are a 10-foot by 10-foot space, and those are on sale. I think they're $300. And then the for Central Florida Comic Con, at least, they're $300. And then I've got the Artist Alley tables, which are in an 8-foot by 8-foot space. And the rule with the Artist Alley table is that you have to be selling something you created yourself, whether you're an author and it's a book you did, or if it's actual paintings or drawings or something like that. I'm not too picky about it, as long as it's you're not reselling work by somebody else, or you're not buying and selling something retail.
Right. That makes sense, so, of course,
right now, yeah, being 3 weeks out from the show, we are, we're completely sold out on the Artist Alley, and I've got a few booths left for sale, but they're almost sold out as well.
Okay. And then also, how many people attend your events about?
So the Central Florida Comic Con, last year we had right around 3,000, and we're expecting somewhere between 3,500 and 4,000 this year. So a little increase. Well, we'll see. The crazy thing about events is these types of events, at least, is you don't know how many people are going to be there until they're there.
Right. And then your social media, where they can buy the tickets, your phone number?
Yeah, so... buy the tickets from CentralFloridaComicCon.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just search Central Florida Comic Con. On Twitter is Central FLA Con.
Okay, FLA Con. Okay.
Yeah. And our Instagram, I believe, is also Central FLA Con. It doesn't get updated quite as much, but we're on there as well.
That's amazing because, you know, I just applaud you because that is a heck of a job to put that together, you know, and I'm sure because I remember putting the world championships with go-see mm-hmm. rooms with agents and casting wow. directors and producers, and it took me a full year, and then I start again the next year to do that. And
yeah.
That's, wow. So what do you do? What is your fun time? What do you do to relax? What is your hobby?
Read comics. Man, so I like to, I like run, I work out, I cook, I travel as much as I can.
Nice.
I went on a short vacation with my friend to Alaska in March.
Oh, nice.
And we ended up starting a Comic-Con up there, and it kind of turned into a business trip. So
wow.
So crazily, now in February, I've got this con in Fairbanks, Alaska that I'm running. So that's 5 weeks after Central Florida Con.
That's amazing. Do you think you want to take this worldwide? I mean, like in every state? Is that something that you're considering?
No. My goal is just to, you know, have enough successful shows to pay my bills and to, you know, let me travel as much as I can and not have too much work. Right now things are pretty busy, but after we get through these next 3 months, I should be able to chill out a little bit.
That's awesome. I know, it's so funny because, you know, I'm talking to some friends of mine and they said, you know, make sure that you love doing what you love doing. You know, it's a passion that you have. And I remember also going for extra jobs or something and they say, can you lift 40 pounds or pull 300 pounds in the airport or what? I'm like, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Or my last job interview I went to, it's so funny, Ben. I went over and I'm like, you know, the drive is like 30 miles away. And I felt like me, you, and Dupree, you know. I celebrate Hanukkah, I celebrate Christmas, all the holidays.
Me too.
So anyways, but it's a joy to have you on the air with us. And, you know, we'd let people know that this Comic-Con event, if someone's never been to a Comic-Con event, they have no idea what we're talking about. Can you give a little insight what it's about?
Yeah, so it's sort of like this fantastic nerdy flea market. And, you know, it's people are selling all sorts of, you know, T-shirts and comic books and toys. And then there's people walking around in their costumes that are dressed up like comic book characters and superheroes. Mm-hmm. And then there's, you know, we've got the celebrities, we've got the actors, and we've got, the whole row of artists. I think we've got 70 artists coming, and some of them are professionals who are more well-known people that we've invited, and some of them are just Artist Alley participants who have signed up. And so there's just this, honestly, that's my favorite part of the show, is when I always try to, you know, find some new artist that I've never heard of before, and there's always somebody really good and that you just never realized was around, and you see their art at these conventions, and you're like, wow, this is so cool, and this is like hitting me in a certain way. And so the artists are really my favorite part of it. And then we've got on the other side of the hall, so there's the exhibit area with all the booths, and then you walk out and you go on the other side, and we've got these meeting rooms that are just almost sort of like a conference style with panels and discussions and workshops and things like that.
Wow. It's in the future. I'd love to be on one of your panels about show business as well and getting connected, because I've done so much research and so many people have been discovered off of my show. And if you're ever ready to have an extra panelist, I would love to in the future.
That would
be awesome, for sure. Because there's so many kids that want to get in. They don't know how, or they've been taken in show business. And there are people that I know in their 80s and 90s that are still working for commercials. And it's, you're never too old to do your passion. Exactly. Well, Ben, give your website.
Awesome.
Yes, give your website one more time for people to buy tickets, and we'll see you there. I know we're on media. We're really excited with my junior reporters. You make memories for them, and they like, oh my gosh, that's my favorite voiceover. That's my favorite Power Ranger.
Yeah.
And they have a chance to interview them. So, and give that one more time.
Yeah, so it's CentralFloridaComicCon.com.
Perfect. And we'll see you there, Ben. Thank you so much.
Thank
it's been
you,
a
ben.
Joy.
No problem. Thank you.
Any other questions for Ben? Anything that
what
comes
age
up?
Group usually goes to this?
That's a good question.
So there's two things. So we have a lot of families with kids.
Okay.
And kids 10 and under get in for free. And then also, you know, kind of the, right now, I guess the millennial demographic between 20 and 40, which is pretty broad. But then we've got people who have, you know, been, you know, Star Trek has been around for 50 plus years. So, you know, Star Trek nerds are every age range at this point. So it's, you know, there isn't anything super limiting, but that's kind of the main one.
Well, hey, I'm already on the second episode now of Lost in Space on Netflix.
Oh, I love Lost in Space.
I do, too.
That was my favorite show, honestly.
Have you seen it on Netflix?
No.
Oh, wait, you have to watch the first season. So, so good. So, but Ben, thank you so much for calling
in.
It goes so fast. We'll see you in January at the, tell everybody the name again.
Central Florida Comic Con.
That's right. How much is it if you're over 10?
Oh, that's right.
To get in, how much is it?
So, Saturday's $20, Sunday's $15, and the weekend pass of both is $30.
And then under 10?
Free.
Free. Under 10 is free.
How about anything for the seniors? Is there a special for them?
Good question.
No, I don't think I have. Maybe I'll make a code,
yeah,
for,
yeah, because sometimes seniors like
maybe
a little something off.
Yeah.
That might be a good thing, too, for a selling point.
Yes. Yeah. That like that IHOP special that I get.
Yeah, I love it.
My husband says, you're ordering this. I'm like, oh, yeah, that looks really good. By the way, it's a discount. So we want to thank you, Ben, for calling. And we have another caller. God bless you. And have
awesome.
A happy new year. And just God blesses you with your,
you too. Thank you
with
so
your
much.
Business.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So you know what's coming up. We have another guest from Las Vegas. But I do have a lady I talked to. She was actually kidnapped for human trafficking.
Wow.
And her story, and this is going to be coming up in the next week as well. And here she is, positive person, and what an inspiration. So I'm excited to have her on, and she's just going to tell, you know, some things to watch out for, you know, with this world.
Oh, she was a victim, you mean?
Yes.
That
yes.
is sad.
But
yes.
she is doing fabulous and
That's
gorgeous,
great.
And I'll tell you, I'm there's so many people that are writing me to get on the show. As a matter of fact, I want to thank the Deal Maker, because he helps deals in TV, film, production, and he's going to be helping us. And I have a VIP on the line from Las Vegas, Nevada. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. Hello, ladies. It's me, Janice Malone.
Hi, how are you?
Radio show.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, so you have a couple things going on. I want to thank Adrian Taylor for the connection on this as well. And your radio show, you've got something about film festivals.
Yes. The show is titled Film Festival Radio, filmfestivalradio.com. We started this show as a podcast back in 2007. It's still going strong. The show has been profiled and, not to say profiled, but mentioned several times in the New York Post Page Six because of the guests that we've had on. And so now we have a radio version of it at KSHP 1400 Radio here in Las Vegas. And that's what we do.
Is that AM or FM?
It's an AM station. It's
AM?
A talk radio station.
Okay, and then what is your website?
It's filmfestivalradio.com.
Okay. I have all these notes in front of me, and I'll decipher them when I get home. Filmfestival.com. And you've been on the air as long as I have, and that's such a unique opportunity and such a blessing. And tell us about your new show.
Yes, we are in the process of developing and launching a new show. It's called The Dash. Hmm. And the show is to allow pet parents, pet lovers to come on the show as a guest and pay tribute and pay homage to their deceased pets. And it's not going to be a sad show. It's to honor them, to talk about fun times and just how your cat, your dog, or your pet, especially cats and dogs, and how they impacted your family and your life, and just pay homage
to
them. And in addition to that, we're also going to have professional people from the professional business world of pet ownership, such as products and toys and insurance and, you know, everything in the business world of owning a pet. were awesome and experts. Also.
Wow.
So
you
that's
know,
going to be the show.
You know, we had Bo Derek on the show a couple months ago, and she loves horses, and she's got a pet care as well, and that's amazing. There's a lot of celebrities that do have the pet care. Look at Rachel Ray. She's got her pet care.
Yes,
all of those. And I have Sue here. She's the one that also has the Elliot's tail, and we were talking about getting her on your show. And Sue, welcome to
hey,
say hi.
How are you? And I love your new show. That's a great idea. And 2 months ago, I just lost my horse, Simply. Mm-hmm. I had her for 30 years.
That's hard.
And she was tough. Very sad. She was like, it's like they're part of their family. There was like, I have 8 horses, now I have 7. But
right.
her, you know, her spirit's always there.
Yeah. Oh.
It was a hard day.
And so, you know, and Sue has these two books that she wrote as an author and Elliot's Tales. And then that would be a great opportunity for you to interview her on your show we were talking about.
Oh, I'd love it. Elliot's a real horse. He's my horse. And it's nice because the kids come to see him. And I have the foster kids come and the 4-H children come and homeschool kids come. And he's like, everyone loves Elliot.
Yes.
Even Dawn.
Yes, I do love Elliot. Elliot loves my hair.
And his and her grandson.
Which is amazing. So, you know, we're so excited to have you on the air with us and, you know, and promote what you're doing as well. And if anyone's in Las Vegas, where can they call you or get on your show?
Okay, what we're doing for the second show, as I mentioned to you earlier, we're doing a GoFundMe campaign to get, you know, everything in place, equipment and website. We do have a website and all of that, but they can go to our GoFundMe page. Just go to GoFundMe.com, type in the search box, the dash, and you will see new radio show to honor deceased pets. And that's where we are. And if you'd like to reach us directly on the other show, info@filmfestivalradio.com. That's us.
That's so perfect because, you know, I have a friend named Deborah Hampton. She wrote a pet song that passes away. And I'll tell you, when my husband heard it, it just, for his spirit, he just was enlightened about the song. So I'm going to hook you up with Deborah. So this is what we call Hollywood connections, you know, to get you connected. And, you know, there's a lot of great people out there. And I've seen so many of my girls and people that have come to auditions. I have two ladies that I know came to a Craigslist ad, and they're out now at the Christian Film Festival. They're working on their own TV show. I have testimonies coming in, and it's just, you know, sometimes I launch them. You know, I'm like the, what is it, the mother eagle?
Yeah, Dawn's opened a lot of doors for me, too.
Yeah, so we just met not even a month ago.
About a month ago. She drags me, pulls me. She has my social life going crazy every night. I'm like, okay. She put me under her wing, and I love it. She has so much life, so much enthusiasm, and she's just like such a positive person. It just brings a lot of good things to people.
Well, you know, when you really pray about it and you really have God come into your life, and some people come in your life and some people have to have other missions to go on to do what they're supposed to do. And, you know, if I can give somebody, you know, my brother said this to me the other day, and so did my son. They both actually told me two different scenarios. And they said, you know, our mother was like making the family magical and you made them happy. He said, Dawn, you make the world happy. And yes. I said, that was really meant something special to me, because he said, you inspire so many people to go on to do what they're supposed to do.
You do.
So I think that was also a blessing on that.
She takes people out of their shells.
Yes, I do. I do. They say, what is your sign? I say, the sign of the cross. So I want to thank you so much for calling in. Yes, and we'll you can replay this up on YouTube, and we'll have it live on Facebook Watch Party later tonight.
Oh,
and I'd love to be on your show,
so
too.
Yes, I'm going to give you her number after.
I love it.
So yes, we are so glad that you called in, and much success with your show as well. And that's what we do. Other talk show hosts work with other talk show hosts, and that's a blessing.
Absolutely.
It's a blessing. Yes, and the more people that you help where you want to go, of course, God's going to open the door to get you where you're supposed to be.
Yes, absolutely.
And I believe that.
So we'll talk next week about you coming on my show here in Vegas, and we'll get it all ironed out.
I would love to, and I love Vegas. I need a trip there pretty soon. I know.
No, so bring everybody. Come on.
I will. Sounds great. Thank you so much for calling in, and then give your website one more time.
Yes, the website for the show is filmfestivalradio.com, and you can email me info@filmfestivalradio.com. Janice Malone.
Thank you, Janice,
thank
for
you,
calling
Janice.
In. Happy
You've
New Year
great.
To you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Happy New Year, ladies.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, I just got a text, and I guess our producer will be, you know, he's got the wrong timing, but I wanted to have really a good interview with him. So in the meantime, I'm going to play the trailer buttons, and if you can go to Walmart and buy it, I know we'll talk more about him. It's just something that if you can go watch the movie, and I'd like to try to buy it myself because it's not on Showtime or anything yet, or one of the other channels. But let's go to that trailer called Buttons with Dick Van Dyke, and we'll have him be calling in next week. So I'm excited that you joined in. And we hope that we inspired you somehow in your life. And remember, you know, get on your knees, start praying and asking God for direction of what you're supposed to do and opening the doors and thanking Him for what you have. A lot of people are not thanking Him. And it's a new year. And I say, write a letter to God, write it down, put it in your Bible, and don't open it till next year at this time. And just see all the blessings that God can do in your life and where you're supposed to go. I'm Dawn Reese and Sue.
Sue Greenberg.
Yes, we'll be right back with the trailer from Buttons.
I never imagined that in my family's darkest moment would come a miracle.
Rose, do you think I have a guardian angel?
You most certainly do.
Perhaps in the heavens, there are greater things at work than what we think we may know.
I'll always be with you, Annabelle.
Love carries over oceans and time. Do you believe me, Annabelle?
Yes.
Then we are inseparable.
Annabelle, we each have a guardian angel that is with us from the moment we're born. Till the day we die, believe Annabelle, and take heart. You're never alone. Promise me you'll remember what I have said.
Your mother was a silly girl with ridiculous notions. I'm sorry she filled your head with fairy tales and nonsense, but that's not how the real world works.
And so it was that Christmas in Belford Hills. The heart found more than the eye could see. Hope prevailed, and help came from the most unexpected place.
Includes a special tribute to legendary dancer, director, and choreographer Gene Kelly, hosted by Kelly's wife and biographer Patricia Ward Kelly. Buttons, coming to select cinemas nationwide December 8th only. Tickets available at fathomevents.com.
So anyways, when that producer calls in, Tim Janis, we will go into a really great interview with him and the time change. So I want to thank you for being here as
thank
well.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, learned a little bit more about racehorsing and the Tampa Bay Downs. I got to yes. go. We got to go.
We'll go. We'll
for
go
sure.
One
I
want to
go.
It'll be fun.
Yes, for sure. A ladies' day out. And then also, Sue, give your Elliot's Tales one more time.
Elliot'sHorseTales.com. It's TAILS.com.
That's right. Books, horses. We're working on a major project. We're so excited. And we'll have some of these answers coming up with some amazing people we're working with. And before we go, I just want to say Happy New Year. I know the new year is next week. May anything that you've gone through in the past, as my mother always said, you know, it's like bird doo-doo on a windshield. Wipe it off.
Drive safe, though, too.
Yes.
Drive safe.
Drive safely. And just remember, you know, it just the new year, it's refreshing, and may God give you your heart's desires today and every day. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, and this is a song for New Year's by Mariah Carey, and a Happy New Year. We'll be back next week with some more amazing guests, and you can follow us on Facebook, Dawn Reese, also on YouTube under Hollywood Connections, Dawn Reese, Tan Talk Radio Network. Bye.
Bye.
Happy New Year, Lola.
Happy New Year.
We'll be back.
Year.
Forgot and never brought to mind.